This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. It's been nearly a year since the coronavirus pandemic closed schools, and Massachusetts education officials are taking steps to get some of those schools fully reopened by April. Education Commissioner Jeff Riley says remote learning has taken a toll on students, especially the youngest. WBUR's Max Larkin is following the story. Max, what is the commissioner proposing about the return to school classrooms?
Yeah, he's proposing at least that the state's public elementary schools find their way back to in-person learning 5 days a week by April. The reasoning, Lisa, is that young children tend not to develop symptoms even if they contract COVID-19, and that they tend to get the least out of remote schooling. But I think aside from that goal, as you said, public education has been proceeding on an emergency basis for almost a year. And Riley wants the state's Board of Education to give him the authority to gradually end that emergency and decide when fully remote learning, then hybrid learning, no longer count toward the state's education requirement in most cases. So the board will vote on whether to give him that authority next month.
And if he gets the authority, would parents have to send their kids back to school in person as soon as the schools reopen?
No. Riley's plan, as he laid it out today, does leave considerable room for flexibility, at least through the end of the current school year. He explained at a press conference this afternoon alongside Governor Baker.
Parents would still have the option for the children to learn remotely through the end of the year, and there will be a waiver process for districts who may need to take a more incremental approach, for example, to first move to a hybrid model if they are currently in fully remote.
So, Lisa, I think that may partially reassure some school committees that have tended to be more cautious about their reopening plans. But there's also still some frustration over the state trying to call the tune in what's seen as a local matter. Committee members in districts that were hard hit by the virus say they've spent months trying to learn how to do remote schooling right. And from their view, it seems like the state is once again standing in the way of that progress.
How are parents in general reacting to the news?
I think in general is difficult because, of course, everyone's so different. There is definitely some relief out there in the state. Many parents, especially those with young kids, have come to see the limitations of teaching online to kindergartners, students in grade one. Matthew Smith has a daughter in kindergarten in the Boston Public Schools, and he really regrets the toll that the past year has had on her imaginative play.
She'll take like a cardboard box and be like, okay, this is my computer. We have a meeting now. Okay, we have to zoom into the meeting. Can you please mute? And that's heartbreaking.
And that's a big part of the state's argument for making this change now, that remote schooling has just taken a toll on the emotional and mental well-being of students, not even to start on the academic downsides. They point to an uptick in mental health-related hospitalizations among young people. But then again, Lisa, there's a broader crisis at work here, and families that have seen the virus up close, maybe lost a loved one to it, may want to stay in a remote paradigm. And at least, I guess, this year, they'll have that opportunity.
And what are educators, teachers and the teachers union saying about this?
I think in general, they're not thrilled, Lisa, at least at the level of union leadership. Mary Najimy, who's head of the Massachusetts Teachers Association, says Riley all but sprung this news on her 30 minutes before he announced it publicly, and that educators were cut out of the decision-making process. I think that adversarial dynamic of teachers versus state officials that has lasted for much of the past year hasn't gone away with this latest update. And then you've got more infectious variants of the virus out in the world, and teachers still unsure of when they'll be eligible for vaccination. So the idea of a fast approaching return to the classroom is sure to cause some anxiety for them and for some families as well.
All right. Thank you very much. WBUR's Max Larkin. Thanks again.
Thanks for having me.